Welcome back into the Press Box and our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Dave Baker in the Grand Domo of the Press Box and the Louisville Thoroughbred Society, Gene McLean. Folks, before we get into talking about racing, I want you to make sure that you go to either the Press Box Facebook page, thepressboxlts.com, and take a look at everything that's going on at the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Look at the great progress that's being made and see how you can become involved, which is going to be a one-of-a-kind venue and organization in the city of Louisville. So, Mr. McLean, with that introduction, let's go ahead and get to racing. And, the Derby is so close that people who have forgotten about it are now trying to find tickets all over Hex Half Acre as these prep races are coming fast and furious. And again, a couple of more this weekend. Let's go ahead and start at the Arkansas Derby and everybody looking at Improbable.
Yeah, Buzzy, you know, two Derby preps still in the offering this Saturday. The Arkansas Derby offers 170 points, 100 points to the winner. So if you can hit that top three kind of allotment in the Arkansas Derby, you can almost pencil your name into the Kentucky Derby field, which makes it so attractive. The $750,000 or the $1 million that they have in the purses is also a pretty attractive as well. But then you got the Lexington Stakes at Keeneland on Saturday, and you got 10 horses entered for that as well. But last two major preps are really chock full of really nice horses.
Okay, let's talk about the Arkansas Derby. A mile and an eighth, as you said, 11-horse field, Baffert with Improbable. Again, it's the whole connections of Windstar, the China Horse Club, and Starlight Racing. Improbable, the 8-5 morning line choice for the $1 million Arkansas Derby, and he draws post number one.
Yeah, the most intriguing thing to me here, Buzzy, is Jose Ortiz getting the mount on Improbable. I talked earlier this week, and on the Press Box site, we had an interview with Jimmy Riccio, who's the agent for Jose Ortiz. This was announced about 2 weeks ago, and as soon as it came public, I texted Jimmy. I said, Jimmy, is this the first time Jose has ridden for Team Baffert? And he said, it is. And that's a tremendous kind of alliance if it holds on Saturday and moves forward to have one of the world's greatest jocks and now joining up with one of the game's best trainers ever on a really good horse in Improbable. So Jose Ortiz is going to get them out. He just won with Tacitus up in the Wood Memorial.
Right.
So if he can add this one, he's going to have a heck of a hand to try to decide which horse he's going to ride in the Kentucky Derby. But I really think Improbable, getting the blinkers for the first time, getting Jose Ortiz for the first time, they really look a strong hand here for the Arkansas Derby.
Gene, before we talk about that some more, why is it that this pairing between Ortiz and Team Baffert has not happened before for people who may not be that familiar with what's going on?
Yeah, and it's a great question, Buzzy. You would think that, you know, that they would have matched up before now. But Jose Ortiz is an East Coast guy. He rides at Gulfstream in the winter, comes makes a stop in Kentucky on his way to New York. So that's his circuit. And, you know, Baffert is all West Coast until he ships in to the Southwest, in particular this weekend, but or Kentucky and for the Triple Crown or the Major Stakes. So they're really segregated, not by professional differences, but really by geographic differences. And, you know, it's kind of surprising that the two of the best in the business have not married up before now. But I'm talking with Jimmy. He got the call from Elliot Walden over at Windstar asking about his availability. I think they obviously had a great conversation. It's come to fruition, and on Saturday, Jose's going to get the ride Improbable, and that is one heck of a nice matchup, I'll tell you.
Okay, so the question becomes, my friend, how are you going to play it?
Well, it's a great field, really is, Buzzy. In addition to Improbable, you've got Omaha Beach, who beat Game Winner in the one division of the Rebel Stakes last time out. He's got Mike Smith riding. Of course, Mike Smith's also the rider on Roadster, who just won the Santa Anita Derby. So you've got Omaha Beach showing up here. You got Galilean, who's an interesting horse. He's a cowbred, but he ran in one of the divisions of the Rebel last time out, ran third, gets Flavian Pratt. Country House is a horse trained by Bill Mott, ran up against War of Will, ran second to him down in the Risen Star. He's got Joel Rosario flying in to ride on him. Interesting storyline there, Buzzy, is Rosario rode Hidden Scroll for Bill Mott. Bill Mott didn't like the ride he gave on Hidden Scroll, took him off of Hidden Scroll before the Florida Derby, and now Joel gets the call to ride Country House for Bill Mott in the Arkansas Derby. So interesting kind of twist of fate there. And then you got Long Range Toddy, who won a division of the Rebel Stakes, and he beat Improbable last time. So really deep, deep field.
I think it's.
I didn't answer your question.
I know you didn't, and I was not going to pin you down on that. But it is a great field, and I know. Before we move along, I know that you have always been high on Omaha Beach.
Yeah, Omaha Beach is really developing, Buzzy, coming along at the perfect time. The thing that I think compromises him a bit in this race is there's a ton of speed in here. Gray Attempt to be ridden by Stuart Elliott comes from the Jinx Fires barn. Gray Attempt is a real speed kind of oriented horse. You've got Mike Smith with Omaha Beach, who's got speed. Improbable is not going to be, I don't think, on the lead, but he'll be stalking that pace. I think, Omaha Beach may be a little compromised with the speed element in here, but I really think that Improbable will improve off of that Rebel more than any other horse in the race. He's the horse to beat. He's my pick. I'm going to use him over, to finally get to your question,
I'm going to
use him over Galilean, and I am going to use also Country House underneath of Improbable, and I'm going to use Omaha Beach a tad, but those are going to be the two big favorites. Not a lot of money to be made there, but the horse that I'm going to throw in as my big long shot is a horse by the name of Jersey Agenda, 30-1 in the morning line. Don't know if he can win, don't think he can win, but I think he might stick around long enough to maybe grab a part of that Exactor trifecta. Improbable is my horse. I think he runs great. I think Jose Ortiz rides him expertly, and then Jimmy Riccio and Jose Ortiz are going to have a real dilemma on their hands. Which horse do they choose to ride in the Kentucky Derby?
Great problem to have. All right, and Gene, let's go to Lexington. Another great Saturday on tap at Keeneland, and you've got a field of, I believe it is 10 three-year-olds entered for Saturday's 38th running of the Grade 3 $200,000 Stone Street Lexington, where you've got those 10 three-year-olds trying to get enough points and to run their way into the Run for the Roses.
Yeah, Buzzy, arguably this is a better race, quality and quantity-wise, as the Bluegrass was just a week ago. And I think it's because there's so many of these horses trying to get those necessary points to get into that 20-horse Derby field. Another twist of fate is a horse coming in. He ran huge in the Sunland Derby. He's a West Coast horse trained by Blaine Wright. Been stuck in Arizona after the Sunland Derby. Ran second down there to Cutting Humor, a horse that chipped in for Todd Pletcher to win the Sunland Derby. But I really thought Another Twist of Fate may have been the most impressive horse in that race. He got stuck down in Arizona because another horse in his barn, where he's normally stabled at Golden Gate, got a virus, and he was quarantined, and so he's been stuck in Arizona for quite some time. But this horse is really, really a nice horse. I think he'll go off as the favorite, and I don't necessarily think that he's got to win this race. I think they want to win this race to get the points, but this is a really talented bunch of horses, Buddy.
Okay, so the question becomes, my friend, then how do you play it?
Well, I'm going to go with three horses in here. Use Another Twist of Fate maybe underneath, but I'm going to go with Sueno. Here's a horse that ran in the Louisiana Derby. I thought he ran very well. He tired a little bit late in that going, This is a shorter race than that. So Sueno for Kent DeSarmo, I think, is going to be really, really tough. If speed, and speed has been carrying very well on the two-turn races at Keeneland. You know, Buzzy, they've got the short stretch, particularly with the mile on the 16th, so you're stopping there at the early finish line. So I really like Sueno, for Kent DeSarmo, who had my boy Jack, who won this race a year ago. I like two other horses to use with Sueno. I'm going to use Harvey Wallbanger, one of Ken McPeak's horse, ridden by Brian Hernandez. I really think this horse is going to run much, much better than he did in the Florida Derby. He's ran a really good race here last year as a two-year-old over this track. I just think he's a really nice horse. Of course, I'm going to use another Twist of Fate. And those are going to be my three keys, but my key horse in the whole bunch is going to be Sueno.
All right, and that, of course, is our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Clark Distributing, by Arlington Park, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean, as always, hope you and yours have a great weekend, and may the horse be with you.
And with you as well, my good friend, and you know that we're coming up upon that Derby time very, very soon, and I'm going to have you over to walk the backstretch.
Yes.
Churchill Downs, along with me, because I need the exercise, and quite honestly, you just need a little sun on that face.
Thank you very much.
A winner of basketball. You just got to get some of those rays from the good Lord above.
Just stop it. Have a great weekend, boy.
Thank you, my friend.